celebrating students' achievement, do we have any of these students that are going to be here in person, or are they all?
All virtual.
Still virtual. My mic?
Thank you. Okay, and then we'll have Celebrating the Arts by Carrie Maxim. Then let's look at the consent calendar. Does anybody have any questions on the personnel actions or board finance reports or the minutes? Okay.
Wanted to point out the administrative appointment in that one. Jessica, do you know Jessica Hunt?
Oh, down here to 5H?
Yeah, 5H. Jessica, do you know if Mr. Martinez will be joining us virtually?
He'll be in person.
He'll be in person. Okay, fantastic. We'll probably just turn on a couple minutes over to him, board president, to say a few remarks, if that's okay. After it's voted on.
Okay.
Thanks, Jessica.
Whoops. Okay. And now we have the LEA specific license. Anybody have any questions on that? District rental fee schedule.
Just have a quest or request, I guess. When I first looked at the board packet, the schedule was not there. And so can we be told when things are added to the board packet?
Yeah.
If it was there, I did not see it. I only saw
the schedule.
The synopsis.
On the fees, the rental fees.
Oh, yeah. That did come later.
Just because I don't always go back and look at board book several times. So if we could, even if you just shot an email and say, hey, I've updated.
And that will be moving forward more of an exception.
Okay.
Something would be added later after the board packet's been released. So you should anticipate.
Not having that.
Yeah.
Okay.
When it is released, that you have all the backup ahead of time. And then to that end, if there were something by necessity, as an exception, that needed to be added later, yeah, we could send off an email to you directing you to that. But yeah, I need to turn on my mic at one of these points.
Dang it. I have a question on the rental rate. I just want to have a definition of what non-commercial
versus commercial means. From this perspective, thank you.
So commercial means they're making a profit off of it. Non-commercial is they're not making a profit. So like if it's a business and they're making it, their whole thing is to make money, then it's commercial. But if they're, so maybe it's a dance studio. So that's their business, right? That's commercial. But if it is, maybe it's a soccer club and it's just to provide the service for soccer or whatever, it's not their business, then that would be non-commercial.
Okay. Thank you. What about the Chrome tablets for all kindergarten students? Is it pretty straightforward?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. And then the approval of the school year 21 digital learning device student Chromebook purchase. That's pretty straightforward. It's probably why it's on the consent calendar, right? And then we have the administrative appointments, and Mr. Martinez is going to be here in person, and we'll give him some time.
I apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On the Chrome tablet.
Thank you.
That's okay.
My understanding is that there's also some kind of insurance or what is it called, where there's like an agreement that if something gets broken, they can take that insurance for coverage or not. Does that also apply to this setting with these kindergarten tablets?
Yes, where the parents can opt in for to insure the device.
Okay.
Okay. Superintendent's report.
Yep. So as far as my report goes, I'll save the context of it really, but just by awareness, I'll do just a brief Keeping Ogden Healthy update. We've had some vaccination efforts that we've been engaged in. Just an update on some of the public health orders and expectations, and we'll be providing some COVID-19 testing services. We were, and I'll go into some detail, but we were approached by the Department of Health in our local area. There's been a small bump, increases in positive cases. And so they were looking for a more central location for a couple weeks to run a COVID-19 testing site. So I'll touch on that.
Okay.
I'll touch on state assessments as we enter the latter portion of the year. The RISE assessment, ACT Aspire Plus assessment, what the anticipation is there and why. And then I'll just take a few minutes and give the board an update on our diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts and what those entail moving forward in the next few weeks and months. So that will be my report as I get into it.
Okay. Whoops. Oh, I just messed up. Okay. Thank you. And business administrator report, anything that you need to tell us right now or just save it for the meeting? Okay, we will wait in anticipation. Do we have any public participation tonight? Nobody signed up, and so we'll have, if anybody signs up at the door, and then refresh my memory. Do we allow people online to request public participation if they're joining us online?
Yeah, if they sign up before, we okay. Include them that way. Where we're live streaming with YouTube, there's not that feature. But like I said, if someone were to sign up earlier, we would get them the Google Meets connection information.
Okay.
We're also, I would just say, preliminarily exploring what does it look like to use other platforms that might allow some of that more public comment feature per the board. For an example, a Zoom platform will allow a person to raise their hand if they're in public during public comment. They could be called on it.
Okay.
And that can be administered from our side. So we're exploring a couple different options on that. That'll increase opportunities for public participation.
Okay.
But we still encourage people to sign up in advance to take advantage of that, but per your discretion.
Okay, thank you. Okay, increasing student achievement, we just have the two, the land trust plan approval and the systems accreditation. Systems accreditation is just informational. Mr. Carpenter will be going over some information on that for us. And then JM will be discussing with us the land trust plan approvals.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
On the land trust approval.
Because I am privy to one of the high schools, as I am on the community council, and as I was approving, there was some information related to software. How does that work in the bigger scheme of things as far as interfacing and ensuring that a software works with what we have within our IT ecosystem? How does that all get approved and ensure that we've got the appropriate interfacing to work with what we have?
Yeah, I think I believe that there's a process. At least I remember when I did the same thing, there's a process where they have to work through IT to make sure that the software that they are purchasing for their school is, number one, approved, but also supported and compatible, correct? So that's something that they would go through that before they make that decision to purchase, or?
Yes, they're supposed to run it past us to give the old, hey, yeah, it'll work with what we got, and it's not too old. concern we usually run into is we don't want to buy old software that might require something old. That was published in an enterprise architecture document a few years ago.
Okay.
So I just want to understand the process. All of this should
have been, if they were working on software, it should run and be pre-approved prior to having it as part of the land trust funds for what they're planning on achieving.
Yes, and they can always put in a ticket for us to review it if it's something super new, and we're happy to comment on that.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Any other questions on that? We got an overview, and then we do have access to be able to read the plans for the schools. The law requires that two board members read each plan. We do have our land trust plan committee made up of Joyce and Nancy, who serve with others, and they go through those plans to approve them. However, it's good for board members to be familiar with the plans, and so if you have not already taken that opportunity to read some of those plans or all of the plans, whatever you feel like you'd like to do, I recommend that you do that, and then we kind of know what our schools are doing with their land trust money. And they should also, their plans are tied directly to their school plans so that we don't have that disconnect. So everything that is being purchased or either goods or services through the land trust plans ties right into their school plans. And again, as I say every year, JM does a good job of directing and leading that effort, and things have gotten a lot better and easier, have they not?
Oh, they have, and the committee has actually been expanded a bit, where we have some other educators that are on the team that work with either elementary school, secondary, even Aspen has been part of the team the last 2 years, so that's been extremely helpful.
Good. Great. Okay. Anything else? Any other questions or anything that you need to ask or discuss before our meeting?
I don't think it was
on the agenda. It would be something, it will be something that we'll do in a work session. And so we can mention that we, at the end of the meeting, I can mention that we did that and that we'll be discussing that information at the work session in May.
Yeah, I mean, I think just for awareness for the community,
uh-huh.
I know that we're making effort.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
If you'd like, I could include it in my superintendent report.
Sure. Okay, well then I guess we will have a break until we begin our regular meeting at 6:00.